This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, May 13th, 2022. I'm Caleb Brown. There are bare shelves where there should be baby formula, and you may be able to guess that what keeps those shelves bare in our turbulent economic times? Trade and other regulatory rules that make it harder for the private sector to nimbly tweak supplies and get product to market. For parents who depend on baby formula, the stakes could not be higher. Cato's Gabriella Beaumont-Smith explains.
If you could describe it in just a couple of words, what was the precipitating event that suddenly made all of us care so much about access to baby formula?
Well, as with many things, there is no one event that causes these crises, but the reason why it has become so concerning as of the last few weeks is there have been significant recalls over the last few months that have left inventories in stores like Walgreens, CVS, and Target at very low levels, so that those stores are either completely empty or have started promoting or started putting out limitations on the number of formula products that people can buy at one time, which is obviously concerning to many parents. I can imagine walking into a store and seeing a big sign that says, please don't buy any more than two cans of formula, can put them in a bit of a tizzy.
And we should note, at least in terms of the realities for parents, mothers who have chosen to use formula for whatever reason or have to use formula for whatever reason, in many cases, it doesn't take very long for them to lose the ability to just, well, I'll just breastfeed now. And that in many cases becomes an impossibility.
Exactly. And so that's really what this story is about. It's about what are the alternatives to formula. And since the U.S. is going through this low stock level, our thinking is, well, why don't we just start importing more formula? But we find that that's not as easily done as said. So there are multiple tariffs and tariff-free quotas on formula. The tariffs reach up to 17.5%. There are limits on the amount of formula that can be imported, and those limitations already have their own tariffs. And then if you exceed those levels, higher duties are imposed on the excess. So that makes it very difficult to import formula too.
And to rapidly restock shelves with a large volume purchase.
Absolutely. And it's not only about the tariffs and tariff rate quotas, which are taxes and people can choose to pay those or not. It's about the FDA's regulations on importing formula. There's a lot of non-tariff barriers imposed on baby formula from not just any country, but even from our allies in Mexico and Europe. Europe is actually a very popular market for American consumers to get formula from, because a lot of Americans see it as higher quality, or they prefer it because it uses alternative milk sources like goat's milk, for example. But there are specific requirements for ingredients, for labeling, and if an American retailer like Walgreens does want to start selling a European formula, it has to go through an entirely new process to get that formula marketed. So it's easier for people to import formula for personal use. However, there's been some complications in that aspect as well. In August of 2021, the FDA started recalling massive amounts of European infant formula because it didn't comply with FDA labeling.
Let's go back in time just a little bit. President Trump renegotiated a general trade agreement among Canada and the U.S. and Mexico, and this was to replace NAFTA, which was, to hear Donald Trump tell it, one of the worst trade deals ever. USMCA, which built some new restrictions into the trading relationships among those three countries. He hailed it as a great trade agreement. What were the relevant parts of that trade agreement that weren't in NAFTA that have contributed to what we're facing right now?
So you would think that Canada would be an easy place to import baby formula from, given that, you know, I think the regulatory scheme is pretty similar to the US's, particularly when it comes to dairy. However, at the time that the USMCA was being negotiated, a Chinese company was investing in a baby food plant in Ontario, which caused the trade negotiators for the agreement to become quite concerned. So provisions were added to the USMCA so that there would be stricter tariff-free quotas on Canadian exports of infant formula. So it's very difficult to import baby formula from Canada. Mexico, fortunately, is much easier to import formula from and is our top trading partner for infant formula. But even those levels are still extremely low, as while they qualify for duty-free treatment, they are still subject to tariffs and tariff rate quotas in other types of baby formula. And they still have to go through the regulatory barriers that exist for importing baby formula, period.
And what of the relationship between Canada and China for the purposes of the U.S. importing from Canada?
Well, I mean, China investing in a baby food plant in Ontario, they still have to comply with Canadian law, which I think we would all agree is going to be similar to the U.S. and certainly would be safe to import baby formula from Canada. So, you know, I think that the fact that Canada is attracting investment is a good sign of the success of their economy.
In terms of the quickest, surest way to help parents deal with this problem, what are the regulatory changes or legislative changes that ought to be made immediately?
We definitely support trade liberalization in baby formula overall. The FDA would do well to, I think, mutually recognize trading partners that have similar regulatory schemes to the US, such as the UK, Germany, Ireland, you know, most European Union countries, I would say, Australia and New Zealand as well, so that we can quickly get as much baby formula into the US as possible to meet parents' needs.
You'd mentioned that the FDA had been recalling a lot of formula that had been imported from Europe for not complying with particular requirements that the FDA sets out. What are those requirements, and do they have any bearing on the actual quality of the product?
I mean, it's understandable that the FDA would have requirements for certain ingredients in baby formula. I think the U.S. does a pretty good job about creating regulations based on science. Mutual recognition agreements with the European Union, for example, would be useful to make it more streamlined to import European Union formula. And these seizures, while technically legal, the FDA is now suspending basically those regulations so that more formula can come in from the European Union. So since they believe that they can suspend those regulations now, I think we can question why that isn't the status quo and you know, why that isn't a permanent rule. The European Union is a trustworthy trading partner that produces high quality baby formula that Americans want, and whether it's labeled in particular ways doesn't seem like a very good reason for us not to be bringing it to American consumers.
Gabriella Beaumont-Smith is a trade policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to and give a rating to the Cato Daily Podcast on your podcast platform of choice, and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.